Nolte, Joe Biden's defense of racial segregation is a 2020 disqualifier. By John Nolte on July 8, 2019. How is it that in the year 2019, some 50 years after the Civil Rights Movement and 11 years after electing the first black president, slow Joe Biden can get away with praising racist segregationists and longing for the good old days when he worked with racist segregationists and defended segregation? Think about what happened just a few weeks ago. The Democrat frontrunner, the man leading the far-left pack of extremists by double digits, not only publicly bragged about how well he got along with and worked with the unrepentant racists in the Democrat Party, he longed for a return to those days, to the good old days, to the days when white racists addressed him as son and not boy. Remember, this was when Democrats addressed black men as boys. How is this not a disqualifier? How can the Democrat Party even consider supporting a man who wants to take us back to a time when he worked with, praised, and sucked up to virulent racists and got things done? Just a few weeks ago. Let me repeat that for the CNN impaired. Just a few weeks ago, Biden said of arch segregationist Senator James O. Eastland, DMS, last month, "He never called me boy, he always called me son." Well, guess what? Biden continued. At least there was some civility. We got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done. We got it finished. But today you look at the other side and you're the enemy. Not the opposition, the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore. Yeah, civility if you were a privileged white man. Biden also spoke glowingly of another racist segregationist. Senator Herman Talmadge, DGA, said that he was one of the meanest guys I ever knew. But, he added, at least there was some civility. We got things done. And what did he work with these bigots to accomplish? To stop integration, to stop busing. And this is the least of it. Sure, in those days, most people opposed busing, including black people. But Biden praised segregation as a matter of black pride. Biden defended racial segregation. And now that creepy Joe is no longer protected by the establishment media's castle guarding of Barack Obama, we are finally learning even more, including the fact that as recently as 1988, Biden praised a Democrat segregationist as a man of character and courage. We also now know that Biden believed the Democrat Party needed another George Wallace, a liberal George Wallace, someone who's not afraid to stand up and offend people, someone who wouldn't pander but would say what the American people know in their gut is right. Yes, you read that correctly. In a direct appeal to racist Democrat moneymen, The Washington Examiner reports that Biden told these audiences he received an award from Wallace in 1973 and that the segregationist lauded him as one of the outstanding young politicians of America. You got the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man, Joe Biden said of Barack Obama in 2007. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking, Biden said in 2006. How is all of this not an automatic disqualifier in 2019? Well, the fact that the Democrat Party seems eager to return to its KKK founding, Jim Crow protecting roots is good news for Republicans, because Trump's going to have a field day with racist Joe. The year is 2019 and the Democrats are gonna nominate a pro-segregationist like it's 1957. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.